Aaron asks the sheep to be on their best behavior. He tells them he is going to Bethlehem and he will be back in the morning. He puts the oldest in charge and the sheep all go back to sleep.
Well, I spoke to the sheep, and I think they will be just fine.
There you go again, Aaron, spinning another yarn.
Well, on this special night, I think they will be fine. Now our Messiah's here, and I know there's hope for tomorrow, and I've decided I'm ready for a career change.
Oh, you'll have a career change, all right. You're fired.
Calm down, everyone. Let's not be too harsh with the boy.
Oh my goodness, Mr. Ewing, I had no idea you were here. You must think I'm terrible the way I've handled this situation.
And with all the missing sheep, here's where we get put out to pasture.
Not to worry, my friends. Actually, I've been very impressed with Aaron. He's a young man with a dream, and I say if you're going to dream, dream big. I happen to have many real estate holdings in and around Bethlehem. I think Aaron will be perfect as my new head realtor. Why don't we all go celebrate this wondrous day and we can work out the deals on his benefits package.
Many miracles occurred that wondrous night. The sheep slept like lambs, much to their delight. Without Aaron snoring, the cow stayed in the corn, and the sheep slept in the meadow, right where they belonged.
The drowsy shepherd awakened to a bright new day. Aaron's career as head realtor was now on its way. People are flocking to his office, where you will hear him say,
"I will never fleece a customer or lead them astray.